And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson. Hey, Fred, how come you always start the show with and?
What do you mean?
Well, you always say, and good morning.
I don't know.
Just a question.
Well, I don't have an answer.
Okay, well.
But I do know that we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, the history and culture of Tucson and Southern Arizona. And these are all the things that give us a reason to wake up in the morning, Jeffrey.
I totally agree. That and my love of harassing you.
Yes, that's right.
Yes,
so,
sir.
So we are here. We invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com and follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. And you can subscribe to the good old program on iTunes and have this wonderful tome of information and entertainment delivered straight to your computer once a week, whether you like it or not.
And you'll like it.
And you will like it.
And by the way, if you've missed any of our past shows, they're also all available on the FredandJeff.com website. And I want to send out a special belated congratulations to one of our prior guests, Adam Block, who still is the astrophotographer and chief information sharer at the Mount Lemmon Sky Center.
Correct.
Adam won a huge award about a month ago because he does such a fabulous job. And so what I did was I posted it on the FredandJeff.com page with Adam's show, and I put it on our Facebook page too. So it's really a fantastic award, and so we want to congratulate Adam on the big win.
Yeah, I actually sent him a little note.
Good job, Fred.
No, that was actually a fun show. And we still have a gift certificate for two people to go visit the Sky Center at some point.
Well, I thought we were going to give that away with our Facebook winner.
No, we can't.
Like us on Facebook.
No, because we had so much stuff to give away that it was, I mean, it was obscene the amount of things we gave away.
Well, we'll have to make that a big Christmas present for someone, because that event at the Arizona Sky Center is absolutely amazing. As a matter of fact, we've got some family coming in from out of town on Tiana's side, my wife's side of the family, and we're totally going to send them up there for the show, because the few people that I've talked to that have done it say it is something amazing. I was going to say something out of this world, but that's, you know, that's too much of a, too corny.
Cliche.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyhow, again, congratulations, Adam. Award well deserved.
Yes, it is. But speaking of space and the outer reaches of our universe.
Speaking of.
We have a student asteroid naming contest, and it actually ends today, so people need to get their applications in today, and it's open to students. And the, what are you doing?
Sorry.
So it's open to students, and it's name an asteroid. And NASA's OSIRIS-REx spacecraft later in this decade is going to be visiting this soon-to-be new-named asteroid. It's currently named 1999 RQ36.
I think Buttercup would be a good name.
Well, you can send that in.
I already did.
So it was discovered.
So if they choose Buttercup, I'm gonna give my kids the credit.
Yeah, it was discovered in 1999 by the Linear Asteroid Survey as part of a program to detect and catalog near-Earth asteroids. And apparently, this asteroid, 1999 RQ36. They think that it might potentially impact the Earth. So maybe you can name it Lucifer's Hammer.
Interesting.
Or that'd be, you know, that's...
Now, where are you downloading this information? Where are you getting this information from?
I just make it up.
No. Seriously.
It's from the interwebs.
Is it from the NASA website, or is it from something at some...
Well, this is from the Planetary Society. And if you go to planetary.org... /name is where the contest is, all the information and the application and that kind of thing. But the Planetary Society, their sort of mission is to inspire people to explore the universe.
Wow.
And so this is one of the things they do. And actually, I think, if I'm not I think this is the same group that they put people's names on DVDs and send them off on missions. So, for example, my name, my boys' names, are on the Phoenix lander on Mars.
No kidding.
Yeah, and actually, one of the pictures, there's the DVD is on top of on top of the lander, and it has, you know, you can, so you can see that your name is on a DVD on Mars.
So the Martians, when they get upset with all that trash that's left up there,
yeah, they're
going to know
me.
Who to come after.
They're
going to know who to send the check to.
That's right.
For the cleanup.
That's right.
That's pretty cool, Fred.
You know, what?
Oh, no, I was just going to add, you know, folks, listening to the Fred and Jeff show, you learn quite a lot about Fred and I. One of the things you learn about Fred is that he can be easily harassed and is good-natured about it, because I give you a hard time all the time, and you take it with a smile. But one of the things that you probably all out there don't know is that Fred and I are pretty big Lord of the Ring and Hobbit geeks. And Saturday and Sunday at the theaters over at Park Place.
At Elkhorn.
At Elkhorn.
And I think somewhere else.
Oh, you already know what I'm going to talk about?
Yeah, well, you sent me the information.
Oh, well.
Like in big capital letters, you're like, we have to do this.
Well, it just gives you a good reason to wear your elf costume.
We weren't going to talk about my elf costume.
So they're going to have an all-day Lord of the Rings marathon. They're going to show all three movies, the extended versions, at those theaters Saturday and Sunday, getting ready for the premiere of The Hobbit.
Now, here's the irony, Jeff.
We can spend a whole show talking about
this. Is that The Hobbit is actually the first book.
Right.
So what they should do is wait for The Hobbit to open, and then about, you know, a couple weeks later, then they have Lord of the Rings, so it's in sequence.
Yeah, but Peter Jackson's got rent to pay.
Okay.
All right. So that's something fun to do.
So we've burned enough time.
Wait, we have lots of stuff to talk about. I don't know how this happened.
No, we got a lot of stuff. Actually, let's start with our dear friend, Jill Bowman.
Bowman, yes, Joe Bowman.
I say Bowman.
Okay,
I say tomato.
Right,
okay.
Go ahead.
So anyways, she is actually one of your coworkers.
Right.
And her child goes to apparently a German...
No, it's not a German school.
But there is an event coming up called the Weinenschmott. I think I said that right.
Yeah.
Because usually I don't.
You know what that means in German?
It means don't sneeze on the potatoes. I don't know. No idea.
That was funnier what I was going to say. I was going to say smart aleck radio announcer, but no, it's not that either.
All right, but this is an outdoor German Christmas. This is an outdoor German Christmas market. And it's going on. Actually, within minutes, it will be starting.
Oh, perfect.
We're almost done today.
Right.
The hour's gone by so fast.
And our guests are sitting here staring at us like, what's wrong with these guys?
So there's music, food, crafts, activities, shopping, prizes. And they are located between Speedway and Pima.
There's a lot of area between Speedway and Pima, Fred. Can you narrow that down?
Yeah, I can, but I lost my map. It was here a minute ago. Oh, here it is. And, God. And just a little bit west of Rosemont is what it looks like, between Swan and Rosemont. So it's on
somewhere
Arcadia.
Between Speedway and Pima and Rosemont.
Right. If people
know that they're having a big don't sneeze on the potatoes party.
Okay, people, get your pens ready. I have an address. It's 1350 North Arcadia Avenue. Google map it, just like I did.
One more time with that address, Fred.
1350 North Arcadia.
Very good.
All right, so the Sneezing on the Potato Festival is going on now. Visit Jill over there. I'm sure she will be there.
Yeah, tell her you heard from Fred and Jeff. They send you to the party.
Yeah, don't tell her what we said about it.
No. Just remember, this show, it's just between us and you guys. So keep it to yourselves.
Keep it to yourselves. All right, something you can't keep to yourselves or shouldn't keep to yourselves. The Tucson, Arizona.
Do you have to take a break yet? Yeah, sorry.
The Tucson.
Sorry.
You know, this is the subject. This is holiday
season.
It's holiday season. There's a lot of stuff coming up that we want to talk about. One of them being.
And that's why we're in such good moods.
The Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. Two things. One, they have their.
Number one.
They have their Christmas tree lot.
Oh, goodness.
Over at Elkhorn.
That's wonderful.
So go and buy a Christmas tree from Boys Chorus. And you know, it's really cool. The boys actually sell the trees. They run around. They have a couple parents help them out. But, you know, they carry the trees around. They wrap them up. They put them in your car.
Right.
And it supports the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus.
Now, you were one of those parents for a couple of years, weren't you?
More than a couple of years. Because the boys, even after the boys graduated, they still loved working in the Christmas tree lot.
Interesting.
And we still do that. And actually, I might do it again this year. So,
very cool.
Yeah, come visit me on the tree lot. But the other thing is they have a concert coming up, their holiday concert 2012, which is Saturday, December 15th in 2 weeks. It's at the U of A School of Music, Crowder Hall. And there's two showings, a matinee at 3 and an evening performance at 7:30. Go see the Tucson Arizona Boys Chorus. Now, we already, this weekend, the U of A University of Arizona ice hockey team played San Diego State, but next weekend they're playing NAU at the TCC, the Madhouse on Main Street, as we like to call it. And there's a whole bunch of you got me so worked up, Jeff. I can't even find my notes.
Fred, it's the holiday season.
It is holiday season.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, how was your Thanksgiving?
Bah humbug.
What?
Scrooge is on at the Gaslight Theater.
Oh, very good.
ATC has Jane Austen's Emma. Beowulf Alley Theater is showing Marie Antoinette, The Color of Flesh.
And Anything Goes is going on down at Broadway, too, so we saw that. Fantastic.
Is it true that Anything Goes?
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, I would say yes. Anything goes, Fred. It was a good time.
And I think, I mean, there's so much other stuff. You actually wanted to talk about the Arizona International Film Festival.
Yeah, that's right, folks. If you go to the website for the Arizona International Film Festival, they're doing an all-access pass for the 2013 festival at a humongous discount. So I think it's very, it's not advertised that much. We got an email from Mia. Because we're members of that organization, because it's phenomenal. And so if you want to get an all-access pass for pennies on the dollar, go to their website and check that out. So we got to take our first break of the day. Thank heavens. And we'll be right back after a couple words from our sponsors, so stick around.
Count one potato, two potato, three potato, four,
The Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Why are we proud to live in Tucson?
Because our four-star spas, guest ranches, and resorts attract admiring visitors from around the world.
And our original restaurants draw rave reviews across the country.
Because the Science and Technology Park is creating a cutting-edge biotech corridor.
And the University of Arizona leads the nation in optics and astronomy.
And because the nation's best gem and mineral showcase brings us thousands of visitors every year.
This is my Tucson, and together we thrive.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Hi, this is Jeff Ronstadt from Ronstadt Insurance and the Fred and Jeff Show. We are right in the middle of Medicare open enrollment. So if you need help or your mom and dad need help with their Medicare insurance, whether it's a supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan, give us a call at Ronstadt Insurance, 721-4848. We'll be happy to help them. We'll sit down and show them plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield, Health Net, United Healthcare. We pretty much have them all. Give us a call at Ronstadt Insurance, 721-4848. We are pioneers in good service.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. a house of light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
Welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show.
And welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. You were going to say and.
No, I was not. No, I personally did not say it. Just, I know. Just so I was testing you to see if you... testing your short-term memory to see if you even remember what you said at the beginning of the
Fred,
show.
Fred, at this, at my age, my advanced age of 48, that's all I have left is short-term memory.
Okay.
Seriously. Who are you?
Welcome back to the big show. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. I am Fred Ronstadt.
Here's
my little brother, Jeff.
Yes, I am.
And we invite you to visit us at FredandJeff.com, where you can check out old shows and new pictures and all sorts of little things about us and our history. Don't we have like an about page?
About Fred, you know, Jeff? we have to kind of beef up that about page. Because I think all the about page says is what you used to do for a living and what I currently do for a living.
But it glosses over your time in jail.
Unfortunately, yes. And it glosses over the time you were a woman.
That's true.
So that's not good.
So,
where are we going today on this show, Fred?
Straight to Hades is where we're going on this show.
We are
going to
get so much fan mail about this show. And just right now, we'd like to apologize to everybody. But I had a great Thanksgiving. I think I still have that Thanksgiving hangover.
Yes, it's been 2 weeks now.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I'm hanging over from Thanksgiving still. It was fabulous.
It was fabulous.
Yeah, even though, you know, it was fabulous. Great show last week.
Do you still have turkey left over?
Oh, my gosh. I think we still have maybe like 2 pounds of turkey left over. I'm kind of getting up to my eyeballs in turkey right now.
Yeah, we demolished most of ours.
That's because you have two growing boys.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
So visit us at FredJeff.com. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. And you can subscribe to this magnificent program on iTunes. And so this is, I always say, every show is a favorite show. But we've been doing this for I don't know how many months now. The downtown.
No, wait a minute. There have been some clunkers. We've had a clunker, maybe just one that I can remember. That's kind of a cult classic show now.
Yeah, really? I want to know. I don't want to be anywhere near that cult. So this is our monthly downtown show.
Yes.
And with us in studio is the lovely and vivacious Caitlin Jensen.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hello, vivacious Caitlin.
Where? Who? What?
Exactly. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks. How are you guys?
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
A little giddy. Too much.
I noticed.
Too much oatmeal this morning.
Apparently. I have to get me some of that. What kind of oatmeal do you guys eat?
Well, it was actually
Coaches.
It was an oatmeal.
All right.
It was an oatmeal stout.
Oh.
See, once again, you've lied to our listeners.
I said I had oatmeal this morning.
Oatmeal stout, but you previously said all you drink is tequila.
Well, you know, I actually, ever since we had the craft beer show.
Yes.
Actually, a little bit before that, but I've been getting into milk stouts. Nice, thick, creamy stouts.
Yeah. Something as far away from tequila as you can get.
Not really.
It's maybe not the byproduct, but...
So anyways, Caitlin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Always love having you here.
Hello.
Yeah, you're looking good today.
Thank you. I try.
Yeah, you've done a fabulous
job. On a Sunday morning just for you guys.
You know what? And we're still wearing our pajamas, and there you are looking splendid.
I wasn't going to say anything. Not on the air. We're not on the air, right?
We're on the air. Whatever you do, don't talk about Fred's booties, because that's another family secret.
These are onesies, I'll have you know.
I know. We were both chuckling about the trap door in the back earlier.
Yeah.
So what's going on downtown?
Oh, man. It is busy as always downtown. Downtown is just full of holiday cheer. Of course, we have Second Saturdays coming up. Do you know Santa's coming to Second Saturdays?
No way.
Yeah, he's going to be over at MEB Management.
MEB Management?
Yeah, it's the office space over at 120 East Congress. Apparently, Santa is going to be there, the one, the only.
Is he doing? Property management or doing loans?
Probably,
what's Santa going to be doing?
Probably, a little bit of maintenance and repair. You know how he has.
He's got a lot of helpers for stuff like that.
So he's a perfect property
manager.
He brings
his own crew.
But he's in and out of downtown a lot this week. Actually, for the whole month.
So he's got his naughty and nice list and he's filling it out, huh?
Well, he refused to tell me about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought
that you'd be the first
name on that list.
Which one?
Uh-huh.
Don't answer that, please.
That was stereo. That was nice. So Second Saturdays, any cool things happening this month, Second Saturdays?
Always. So over at the Scott Avenue stage, we're going to have the Arizona Opera's Gift of Music at 6 o'clock. So that's Arizona Opera. They spread holiday cheer, and they're going to thank the community for their support of the programming throughout the year. And it's also the Tucson Opportunity Troupe, which will perform selections of holiday music, new and old, really lighten the spirits of all who listen.
Very cool.
After that, there's Hey Bucko, which honors the sounds that capture our phenomenal landscape and local histories. So these are tunes that have been described by fans as spaghetti western meets world music. So that should be pretty interesting.
Wow, that does sound interesting.
Wow,
I'm not sure what it will sound like, but it will be interesting.
Hey Bucko?
Hey Bucko, with an exclamation point at the end.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not familiar, but I intend to get familiar with them soon.
I like it.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it totally does.
So following them, if anyone can follow that, there's Stuart Oliver and the Desert Angels.
Oh, they can.
Oh, yeah. Well, for those who don't know, it's Stuart Oliver, who founded the old Bisbee Records. And he's a local guy, but he has a new cosmic Americana band, the Desert Angels. So it should be on at 8:30.
Now, what exactly is cosmic Americana?
I don't know, but I like it.
Is it like the next step beyond techno?
But with an Americana twist?
Yeah, I don't know.
You guys are kind of hipstering it out right now, aren't you?
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, then let me talk about the Fire Truck Adventure Zone, which
Absolutely.
Is a fantastic area over on Second Saturdays. Really great, family-friendly. There's a firefighter obstacle adventure bounce house, which is the largest in Tucson, and a fully functional fire truck, active-duty firefighters in uniform. Of course, on Second Saturdays, we also have FC Tucson, Southwest Soul Circuit at La Placita Village, and then the Fox Theater, and of course, a movie, which is TBA at this moment.
Oh, bummer.
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
So maybe it'll be that James Stewart classic, It's
Ooh,
a Wonderful Life.
That would be nice.
That'd be kind of a fun, and I'm sure the world premiere of that was probably at the Fox way back in the day.
Probably.
Yeah.
Let's pretend that it was.
So the movie is going to be at the Fox?
No, the movie's going to be over in the Cricket's Fire Truck Adventure Zone.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so that should be nice, and that's free, of course. And we really have holiday cheer going on throughout Second Saturdays and all of downtown this month. For example, right now, there's the Bicus Art Auction going on at 127 West 5th, which is over at 10th Avenue.
I hate to do this to you. We got to take a break here at the bottom of the hour, and I want to know more about this Bicus. I'm not even sure who Bicus is, so we're going to take a break right now for the news. And
Perfect.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to hear about some more cool things going on downtown, so stick around. As Congress Street opens and construction slows down, it's never been easier to enjoy downtown.
With more than 15,000 spaces, it's a breeze to find parking while you're downtown.
You can enjoy everything from world-class cuisine to great casual dining. Take in a show or explore dozens of galleries and museums.
Have a night on the town with the best nightlife around. Shop at amazing stores with unique and fashionable goods in Tucson's downtown.
Fun you won't find anywhere except downtown. Support your locally owned business downtown.
See more at Tucson. See more at going down on Tucson.org. See more at downtowntucson.org.
What a cheese. Well, come on.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona.
Dave Fitzsimmons, cartoonist here. I figured since you can buy politicians so easily these days, why not rent an entire party? So I contacted Arizona Party Rental, and they said, that's not what we do. Well, guess what I found out? I found out they rent everything you need to throw a party. You know, I'm the kind of guy who likes getting married so often, it's good to know. Planning a party or a special event? Check him out at ArizonaPartyRental.net. Now, every time I get married, I call on Arizona Party Rental. If you're like me and you say I do more often than Larry King, call on Arizona Party Rental. And unlike Uncle Sam, they understand what a tight budget means.
Thanks a lot, David. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Do what Fitzsimmons does. Draw your own conclusions. Visit Arizona Party Rental today on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
Welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're sitting here celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. And Jeffrey.
Yes.
People can visit us at fredandjeff.com.
Yes, they can.
Follow us on Twitter.
If we ever tweet.
Like us on Facebook.
And we post on Facebook all the time.
And they can actually subscribe to this program and have it delivered straight to their iTunes account once a week. Whether you like it or not.
Or download it on any device you have and listen to it.
Any download.
At will. Right.
That's right.
Hey, wait a minute. Before we get back to the fabulous downtown folks, Caitlin, one of my pet peeves is...
One of many?
No, I don't have very many peeves, but the one peeve I have is that I never know when a food truck roundup is going to be. I never know.
I was going to mention that, but that's way up at Cotero and I-10.
Yeah, so there's going to be a food truck roundup featuring a variety of delicious dishes, but it's going to be at the Tower Theaters in Marana, and it's going to be on the 3rd.
Which is tomorrow.
Right. So, folks, food truck roundup in Marana. If you're listening to us in Marana or anywhere in Oro Valley, make sure you head over to the theaters, the Tower Theaters tomorrow, because there's going to be a food truck roundup, and I got to tell you, it's worth your time. Lots of fun at the food truck roundups. Get out and meet your neighbors. Have some yummy things to eat. Back to you, Fred.
Korean tacos.
The Korean tacos were good, but I'll tell you what. The Grill Bros, really like those Grill Bros. And the Evil Pizza. Those are two of the ones that we've had that we thought were exemplary.
Cool.
Korean tacos were good. Monkey Burger was there. I mean, yeah, it was excellent.
Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Okay. So in studio with us is Caitlin Jensen from the Tucson Downtown Partnership. And Caitlin, this week you're joined by Brandy Haga.
Hi.
Wow, good job, Brad.
Hello.
See, sometimes I get to vindicate myself.
Yes, we've been working on that for about 15 minutes.
No, for longer.
probably.
That's awesome, Fred. Good work.
Thank you for pronouncing it correctly.
You're very welcome. Wonderful. So, Brandy, you are with the partnership as well.
Yes,
and
I am.
You apparently have single-handedly, for the last 18 years plus, created...
Boy, that was a nasty look.
She's only 19, actually.
Yeeks. As a one-year-old toddler, you've been working on the holiday festivals downtown Tucson.
I am. I've been there for about 9 years, and so this is the ninth parade that I am working on. It's lovely.
So tell us a little bit about the history of the downtown holiday festivities.
So the downtown Parade of Lights has been in the Armory Park neighborhood for the past 17 years, and this year we have changed everything to go into the beautiful El Presidio neighborhood, which is just north of Congress and City Hall and all that. It's an absolutely gorgeous neighborhood.
And that's that neighborhood with all of those gorgeous old mansions mm-hmm. and just historic flair and charm.
Yeah. Trees overhanging the streets.
Oh, yeah. It's so gorgeous. Serene. I'm so excited that you decided to move that parade there. I think it's going to make a beautiful backdrop for this great holiday tradition.
Oh, the neighbors are really happy, too, that they get to go out and enjoy.
And are they going to decorate their houses?
They will.
Yes,
some of them will.
No way. Now, wait a minute. You're being serious. The neighbors are really happy that.
Oh yeah. They are.
And they're going to come out and make it kind of like a downtown Winter Haven kind of feel.
Yeah.
As much as we can.
On
the
porches with
hot cocoa. The parade's going to start at 6:30
mm-hmm.
in the historic El Presidio neighborhood
at Franklin and Granada.
But there's going to be so much going on before and after that. I mean, the parade is just kind of like the icing on the cake. It's the big wonderful event to top off this whole great day of holiday festivities.
You start early in the morning over at the depot, and then you end over here in the El Presidio neighborhood. You get to participate with the parade of lights, and then afterwards you can end the evening at La Cocina with dancing and margaritas.
Very nice.
That's what we'll be doing.
Was it last month or the month before when we had the zombie parade?
And that was for Halloween.
That was for Halloween?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And other stuff. And I think you guys are doing a really great job of creating these all-day kind of
family-friendly
events.
I think so. I'm really excited with the events that are going on in downtown right now. I mean, the 15th, you can start off early in the day. Like Brandy was saying, I hear Santa's making another appearance. The guy's everywhere downtown right now.
There's a lot of work to do down there.
You can't really avoid him.
Who would not want to be in downtown Tucson?
How?
That's a good question.
I think we should all follow Santa's lead.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I mean, who are we to doubt him? Don't answer that.
I never doubt Santa. Because you know what happens when you doubt Santa?
Coal.
That's right.
Oh, can't
and
have that.
And that happened to Fred and I a lot when we were kids. All you want is a G.I. Joe with a kung fu grip. And instead, you get enough coal to make a fire.
And in the desert, it's kind of worthless.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, it is.
There's a couple of chilly nights, at least two or three in Tucson.
Well, that's why you want to go downtown, warm up.
Right. That's true.
So can I ask you guys a question? The Downtown Tucson Partnership, this is something we haven't talked about in a while. You guys, your job is to promote downtown. So that's why you're here today. But you're also, are you creating these events in conjunction with all of the business folks and neighbors downtown? Or are these events that have kind of been happening and you're just kind of taking them on and taking them up to a better place?
Yes. All of that.
All the above.
Yes. The Parade of Lights is the one event that we really have from start to finish. It's a Downtown Tucson Partnership event. It's actually a Brandy event, the entire thing. And there are many other events that are either from the community that just come up and become large events, like the All Souls Procession is a great example of that.
And you guys lend support for that.
We do support. We do marketing support, financial support for over 40 events in downtown Tucson.
40 events?
And that varies quite a bit what kind of support we give.
The community, all of Tucson, I think, is finally realizing that, hey, downtown's a place to be for everything, not only for your shopping and your holiday everything,
cheer,
but for restaurants and bars.
And arts.
This is where you go and you have your event because there are other things to do besides just the event.
How many events did we have move downtown just this year? Now there's AIDS Walk. There's, I think, about like four or five existing events that have come to downtown because they want to be part of this great downtown renaissance.
The growing heart of Tucson.
Now, are you guys actively recruiting events to come downtown that you'll support?
Well, we think that actually your brother is going to be very influential in helping us get that Jell-O wrestling downtown.
Oh, boy.
Since he's agreed to participate.
That's
we've been
right,
trying
Fred,
to get that
wrestler.
One for a while.
I can't remember that. No recollection.
Look at the look. We need to take a picture of the face right now and post that on our website. Well, that's very cool because, you know, we have you guys on every month, and it's super fun to talk to the merchants that are downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super fun to bring you guys on and talk about all these cool events that are happening downtown, like the Bikus event, which we'll get back to in a second. But, you know, as long as we've been doing this, we've probably been doing it for, you know, probably 6 or 7 months now. The amazing thing is we've never really explored what the Downtown Tucson Partnership does in specifically to promote downtown. And so I guess we've figured it out. You're actively wanting to help the folks that are down there with events already going, make them bigger and better, promote them. But you're recruiting people from outside downtown to come down and take advantage of everything downtown has to offer as well.
Right. That's one aspect of what we do. If you want the brief summary, we're a 501c6 that does economic development, marketing, which is my job, security, maintenance, so the purple people who walk around downtown all the time, that's us, and advocacy on behalf of downtown. So we're really multifaceted. We have about 40-something employees.
Are you guys supported by the city?
No. We have a business improvement district. It's complicated. I won't go into details. But property owners pay a premium to get enhanced services. And we also have private funding and contract services and stuff like that. Brandy knows way more about that than I do.
I've forgotten it all. It's been 9 years.
Brandy knew way more about
all
that.
All I know is the parade right now.
Well, the long and short of it is you're not using tax dollars to do what you're doing.
No.
The businesses,
it's a self-imposed the businesses in the downtown area have self-imposed a
kind of an association fee.
It's actually a small assessment. So it's less than, what is it? It's like $26 per month for a 2,000 square foot property. And that's usually paid by the property owner, not necessarily the business in the business. So it's a very small fee. And for that, they get all the clean and safe. They get this marketing that we're doing on a regular basis.
Clean and safe. Wait, what's clean and safe?
People who go around, clean up downtown, pick up trash. We have security that, working with TPD, provides a presence in downtown to actively deter criminal activities. And one thing we don't know, we have one of the lowest crime rates in the city of Tucson, in downtown Tucson, because of these enhanced services. Well, in part because of these enhanced services.
And I got to tell you, Caitlin, when my wife and I, and I'll just use the example from last week, when we went and saw Anything Goes, we had dinner downtown, you know, so we went to Cafe Poca Cosa, and we walked from Cafe Poca Cosa, to the music hall, and it was unbelievable. It was clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There wasn't anybody out there panhandling or making trouble.
Absolutely.
It was fantastic. So,
yeah, that's wonderful.
So you guys are doing a fabulous job.
Thank you.
It's everybody out there on the street, it's those purple people.
They do an amazing job.
And it was funny, a lot of those purple people guys were helping us because we parked in that multi-level parking garage. You know, mm-hmm. We didn't have any problem getting a parking space. So we parked there, and those guys were really helpful. And, hey, make sure you get a ticket. Make sure you bring your ticket and pay for it before you go back. Super helpful, very, very nice people.
Well, they're not just there to pick up the streets and make everything beautiful. They're there to be ambassadors to everyone who comes downtown.
They do a great job.
Good, thank you. We'll tell them you said so.
Well, thank you. So, all right, so we have to take our last break of the hour. When we come back, we're going to get into the parade. So, folks, stick around here for more on the Fred and Jeff Show.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking and a Cittery. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed!
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated, they will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045, 5starTermite.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Ronstadt from Ronstadt Insurance and the Fred and Jeff Show. We are right in the middle of Medicare open enrollment. So if you need help or your mom and dad need help with their Medicare insurance, whether it's a supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan, give us a call at Ronstadt Insurance, 721-4848. We'll be happy to help them. We'll sit down and show them plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield, Health Net, United Healthcare. We pretty much have them all. Give us a call at Ronstadt Insurance, 721-4848. We are pioneers in good service.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
Welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt.
Okay, now I kind of missed that. And we're back.
You know, I think it gives me a little, it jazzes me up a little bit. Like, it's like the energy ramp.
All right, go. Let's start over, Fred. Go ahead.
And welcome back. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, subscribe to the show on iTunes, and am I leaving anything else, Jeff?
Get out and meet your neighbors, because the more neighbors you know, the better community you live in.
Yeah, and actually share the show with them.
Right, right.
So this is our monthly downtown show, and in studio with us is Kaylin Jensen and Brandy Haga from the Tucson Downtown Partnership. Welcome back, ladies.
Hello.
And we were talking about all the cool stuff going on downtown, not only Second Saturday, which is coming up next weekend, but just stuff in general that's going on down there. We're talking about the Tucson Downtown Partnership itself, what it does, the Purple People who help maintain and keep that area really safe and secure. But we're now getting to the point now where we want to hear about the fabulous holiday parade.
Right.
I mean, beyond the regular events that go on in downtown Tucson, which there are many, this is the time we're going to spotlight the big Christmas, or I should say holiday.
Holiday, yeah.
Extravaganza.
Well, I could say Christmas.
I like saying Christmas, too, but
yeah.
But it's a multicultural, multi...
Festivus... Is Festivus, or people that are celebrating Festivus this year, are they going to be recognized?
We welcome everybody.
So we'll have an aluminum pole?
Absolutely. So write them down, they're bringing the aluminum pole.
Aluminum.
That's Jeff. I will Jill wrestle. Jeff is bringing the pole.
Okay, all right.
Oh, no.
We'll keep that
feats
straight.
Feats of strength and airing grievances.
Okay, so we were. This is another all-day event in downtown Tucson.
It's many, many, many events. December 15th. Starting mid-morning, although I advise you to get down a little bit early, go have a fantastic breakfast over at Hotel Congress or any of the great downtown restaurants that serve amazing breakfast. Then head over to the Southern Arizona Train Museum and the Depot area right there where Maynard's Market and the 400 Tool Block.
Southern Arizona Train Museum?
Yeah, or Transportation Museum. Yeah.
Yeah, it's over at the restored... Downtown Historic Museum.
Very cool.
It's amazing.
Very cool.
It's right next to the life-size sculpture of Doc Holliday and White Earp.
So you can go a little... Will it be open on...
It'll be open. You can go look around. There's a great, great display about the history of transportation in Tucson and how transportation has helped shape Tucson and our culture.
Very fun.
So it's really fun, very educational. And all of these events are incredibly family-friendly. That whole area, which has two great new businesses, Obsidian Gallery and Le Fleur, which is a flower shop, both really great for your holiday shopping, by the way, are going to be participating in the holiday festivities.
Were you just like sending a hint out to somebody right there?
No, never.
Okay. So
I operate above the board all
Le Fleur,
the time.
Le Fleur Flowers and, yes. Okay.
And Obsidian Gallery.
And of course.
Which has really nice jewelry.
Really nice.
Oh, yes. Jewelry and flowers.
Well, there are two fellas out there right now that are under the gun.
Uh-huh. Oh, sure.
Okay.
So Le Fleur is going to be doing this really cool class at holiday wreath making.
Mm-hmm.
So you just come over and she'll teach you how to make a beautiful holiday wreath. I've seen her work. It is gorgeous. And
what time does that start?
It's mid-morning, so wander on over after breakfast. I'll be going on.
Very fun.
It'll be good. And then, of course, later in the afternoon, head over to Maynard's Market for a beer tasting and wine tasting. Obsidian Gallery has all new exhibits with jewelry and art. again, just great holiday shopping downtown. Of course, the farmers markets on the plaza. While you're there, there's going to be carolers strolling from Desert Voices Choir. Of course, the Southern Arizona Transportation Museum is doing a huge event from 11 until 1. There's that guy again. Santa's going to be there. He's going to be there with the postal history.
Will he be there with the sleigh?
Of course.
Because that's part of the...
How else does he travel? I don't think he has a Harley.
I wonder if I could get a picture of Santa with my Festivus pole.
You'll have to arrange that personally. We cannot make that sort of...
I feel a big stocking of coal coming for me this year. Okay.
So they're going to be there with the postal history folks, and they're going to help the little ones write letters to the North Pole.
Very cool.
Just in case you haven't gotten that done yet, got to get those in time. Antique vehicles are going to be on display. There's going to be a bilingual reading of the Polar Express. And, of course, you can always catch a ride on the choo-choo.
A bilingual reading of the Polar Express.
Or if you don't want to do that, you can go over to the Fox at 2 o'clock and then again at 8 p.m. for the Polar Express movie, which will be playing both times in that gorgeous old building. So another great family-friendly event. But, of course, there's one event, December 15th, that we're really, really excited about.
The Downtown Parade of Lights, December 15th at 6:30. Let's see, this event attracts about 10,000 people.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful.
Where exactly does it begin?
It begins at Franklin and Granada in the El Presidio neighborhood. And there it goes from there along Granada to Alameda, Stone, and ends again on Franklin. So it makes a nice rectangle around the El Presidio neighborhood.
And there's stuff right before that, too, right?
It is. I mean, it's nonstop events all day.
So have the
right
mayor's...
before 5:45, we have the mayor's tree lighting at the main library in downtown. And there we'll also have activities, some kind of performance group there. And then we'll have mariachis at the Tucson Museum of Art. And they'll also have kids' activities there, and Cafe a la Carte will be open. So if you want to grab a mimosa or something.
Oh, that place is fabulous.
Delicious.
Absolutely wonderful.
That was Janos Walder's, I think, first place in downtown before he moved up to the resort.
Yeah. And that was actually, my dad used to live there.
In Janos?
That building?
Yeah, in that building, yep.
Wow.
Yeah, in the 1970s. That's neither here nor there.
But it could be there.
It could be there. It is there. It's somewhere. It's right along the route of the Parade of Lights.
Very cool. Ah.
And then we'll also, the YMCA will be open, and they'll be handing out free guest passes to the Y, and they'll be giving out hot cocoa as well for free. We'll also have an MC to be determined, but it will be somebody that...
soon to be announced.
It's just very exciting, and I hope that everybody gets to come down.
Could it be Friend Jeff?
No.
Oh.
It could be MC Caitlin.
No.
She's busy that night. She's working.
They're going to work.
And then La Cocina will be open, as well as Old Town Artisans, so you can go shopping, a little more holiday shopping before the parade. And then you can wander on over to El Charro, as they also have a little shop there. And then you can head over to the Bleachers, which will be somewhere along Alameda, and watch the parade. And then after, again, dancing and margaritas at La Cocina.
That's awesome.
I think that's where... I'm just automatically going to end up. I keep saying that.
I think so.
Yes.
You've already played the day in your head. So, Brandy, when I started at the partnership, I was so impressed with the Parade of Lights. I'd never, just for so many other reasons, I just never made it down, and I always regretted it.
It's so much fun.
It is so amazing. It's so heartwarming. It's, you know, it's cold outside. It's a little chilly, but it really makes me feel good.
I'm glad that makes you feel good. It makes a lot of people feel good. You've participated in it.
I have.
You've driven in it, and you wave to all these kids and all these families, and they're smiling.
But not only that, but there are kids and families in the parade.
In the parade. Right. There are 400 to 500 people in the parade. Kids, families, schools, Girl Scouts.
What are they doing in the parade? Are they carrying lights? Are they all dressed up like reindeer?
They're doing, they're singing, they're dancing, they're carrying their banners. They're just having fun.
A couple of high school bands, I remember.
There's an accordion club.
What was that one entry with like 200 kids?
That was Kidco. Oh my gosh,
that was so amazing.
Kids lined up on a street doing their dancing.
That's so adorable.
That's very cool.
So cute.
Yeah, it's great.
So many great community, faith, family, neighborhood, association. I mean, just everybody.
Gamut of people.
It's like It's like Tucson's essence. It's like so it homespun.
Isn't it? There should be all of Tucson downtown on the 15th.
I think
it might get a little crowded.
We can fit them in.
Stack them. Well, there's a lot of parking downtown.
It's true.
All right, we're going to have to stop you guys right there. Now you're going a little bit beyond your reach. We want 600,000 people to come downtown Tucson.
Okay,
because
half of
Tucson. Because Gabe will have a parking space for you.
Half of Tucson.
Okay.
We'll settle.
Carpool. Clean carpool.
So the long and the short of it is
the 15th.
The 15th of December. Looking for something fun to do? Go downtown.
Go downtown.
Find out more about all of these great events. Our website, downtowntucson.org. From there, click on the calendar of events or see all the dining, shopping, parking options that are available in downtown Tucson.
Yeah,
perfect.
I just want to make a real point here. We have a couple minutes left. You know, there are so many places in this community to go shopping. But we just had Small Business Saturday after Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a big push, and I'm a big advocate of this, that we shop at our local vendors, our local folks. And there are a ton of great places to shop for Christmas gifts and holiday gifts in the downtown Tucson.
Absolutely. Downtown has dozens of fantastic... I'm going to be doing all of my shopping downtown. I guarantee you that. All of my gift shopping downtown. I'm going to continue that for the holiday.
Yeah, I mean, let's name some of the short shops because there's Pantry.
Perfect Pantry. Great housewares and kitchen goods and tons of unexpected stuff. Desert Bloom, Women's Boutique, fantastic.
What was the map store we had on?
Arizona Experience Store.
Absolutely
cool.
Great.
Cool Arizona
great
gifts.
Ideas. Yep.
A new one, Forest Architecture, just opened up a storefront. Really just amazing, unique gifts for kind of a little weird. I like it.
Hydra Leather and More.
Hydra.
But you could actually
Buffalo Exchange.
You could go down
Hydra,
and get...
These sunglasses are from Hydra. These are pretty...
Those are pretty hip sunglasses.
Pretty slick, right?